some of you better than others, but I still feel like we're connected. And so just really want to celebrate you on this beautiful Friday and honor all the decisions that have led you to here. And, you know, that's one of the great discoveries of my life is coming into realization and acceptance that every single thing that's happened must have happened on purpose. And so just to honor it. And in that moment of realizing that it all happened on purpose, then you can just breathe in and know that, in fact, you accept it, and then you can transcend it and move on. But if you, anything that we keep fighting just has to stay right there. Just fascinating stuff. I love learning about the laws. Oh, law, 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 lottie, lottie, lottie. I love it. And today, you know, yesterday I took the call over and talked a lot about the new economy. And today our normal guest trainer, our normal trainer on Thursdays is, of course, you know, the rapidly rising star that's now number 178 in the entire world. She broke into the top 200, and she's currently number 178 in Isagenics International for income earners. Now, holy Hannah, that's a big deal. And, you know, she really gets it, and she's going to be on the call. I'm going to ask her a few questions and then let her share. So I always want to say that you're already a millionaire and like a 9-star platinum. So let's just start with that and say good morning, Casey.
Good morning, Lenny and everybody.
So proud of you. Oh, my gosh. I'm just so excited for everything that's happening on your team and how it's exploding. And isn't it just glorious?
It is. It's it leaves me speechless, which doesn't happen often, but it's amazing. It's incredible. The lives that are changing, the calls, the text messages, the people breaking free, people having, you know, new aha moments and realizing that this is it. This is what they've been praying for. This is, you know, what they were down on their hands and knees truly praying for, you know, just like how Dave MacArthur talks about too. You know, I have so many people like that in my team now who get it, that this is a vehicle to deliver them, you know, from all the pain and suffering.
Oh my gosh. I'm so on target with that. And I actually want to ask you a question because yesterday we spent, you know, 15, 20 minutes talking about the new economy and how I was stuck in the old economy for most of my life just because that's what I was programmed to know about. The old economy states that I would trade my precious time for a monetary amount of money. So whether I was a high school teacher or a real estate agent or even a franchise owner, I was always trading this precious time commodity for money, trying to make ends meet. And it took me a while, but I was just so grateful. So my question to you is, you know, here you're in South Carolina.
Not in North Carolina today.
Oh, yeah. You're all over. I love it. And it hasn't been long. I want to let people sneak into how this happened for you, because our dream, everyone on this call, our dream is having somebody come up on our team, show up on our team that is willing to let go of the old programs and embrace this new idea, this new economy, where we can then, you know, have this residual income and have our lives completely change. So you were clearly in the old economy, even just up to about a year and a half ago. Is that true?
That's very true.
So as you were in that economy, because I know you did some great things. You went to nursing school and you got a good job as a nurse. I mean, probably like about as good a job as you can get as a nurse. And, you know, you were really dedicated to that and making a big difference in your life and your family's life. And so what happened? When can you trace back and when did you see that it would be good? And then when did you go, oh, I'm doing this? How did that happen?
I remember thinking, maybe, you know, that works for other people, but it would never work for me. You know, I love the Isagenics products, but that business, you know, it's not me. I don't have a big circle of friends. I hate getting up and talking in front of people. You know, I just, there's no way I could be a network marketer. So that was kind of always in the back of my head, even though I wanted it. I saw, you know, what it has done for some people, and it's like, but that wasn't me. But Callie Miller, she gave me a book called The 4-Year Career. And I was at a basketball game, took my nephew to a basketball game. I'm not a big basketball watcher. I saw that book in my car that I had left in my car from the Christmas party that Callie gave it to me. And I took that book in to that basketball game. And I read that book. It's a very short book by Richard Brooks called The 4-Year Career. And I read that book at that basketball game. And I said, oh, my gosh. If I can find, because his whole thing was if you can find four, who get four. Well, I knew Isogenics, if you can find two who truly are all in, you know, and get two, like, no matter what your pay point, I was like, I can find two people. Like, I was like, okay, I can do two people, like, with a passion that want freedom. Like, I can do that. And so that's really when I remember that being, like, an aha moment for me and really then understanding geometric progression, truly understanding geometric progression, because I had no idea. And it opened the gate for me. I mean, I've done a lot more studying on it now, you know, thanks to you, Lenny, but it truly did open it for me. And so that being the aha moment and making the decision then to get to the event. And that was when it all started.
I look at it, you know, I look at that, and I didn't know that part of your story. I love learning this right now because it's those moments in time where we leave a book in our car and we go in to do something else and we're like, huh, probably supposed to read this book, you know? And then you read it and it's this beginning of an epiphany. You know, everything starts with that aha, that epiphany. And gosh, that guy, man, he was one of my first authors that I ever read, Richard Brooks. That's so cool. I didn't read that book right away, but I read a book, I think it was called Mach 2 with Your Hair on Fire. I know that seems like a really weird title, but it was the name of his book, you know. And then I called him and I was like, Richard, thank you. Oh my gosh, your book rocked my world. That's cool because everybody gets it at a different level. So you got it and you literally were just like, okay, I'm doing this. And you have just really dove in. And so I think you're on. I'm going to ask you one more question here about now, once you got it, because something happened to me when I got it. I realized something very clearly, and I'm pretty sure you're on the same page. And so when Dave MacArthur and Lenny Evans and Lynn Hagedorn and Susan Sly, when a lot of these people say, hey, it's important, you got to work on both, right? Your business and yourself, but you better work more on yourself because the thinking leads to the feeling, leads to the result. And so how important is it for you to infuse this personal growth into people's lives on your team in order for them to have their aha moment about all of this?
I think that that's more important. Personal growth is more important than any training that I could ever do, any video that can ever do. That personal growth is everything. And I think about when I started to really embrace it and just immerse myself in personal growth, and it shifted everything for me, and not just in the business, I mean, just in life and being happy and peaceful, and you can't put a price on that. There's no amount of money that can give you that internal peace, and personal growth has given me that, you know, that peace, and so I'm just always in a flow, and when you're in a flow and you're just able to not be in that headspace all the time, and you're just flowing because you're just in this constant peace, I tell you what, the people that start falling into your lap, it's like people do, they just start falling out of the sky into your business. It might not be directly by you, but it's by that golden thread that we're all connected, you know, at 6 degrees of separation. They find you, people that are at that flow. And when you can bring people in that are into personal growth, because that sometimes seems to be the most challenging for someone to realize, at least I know it was for me, like, oh, it's a mindset thing. I just wanted people to tell me what to do. Like, tell me what to do, I'll do it. How many calls a day do I need to do? How much do I need to be on Facebook? Like, how many presentations? Just tell me what to do, and I will do it. Well, everybody just kept saying this mindset. And that's the mindset, is the personal growth. And once that's tapped in on, and once – majority of my time goes towards personal growth. Majority of my time goes towards helping my team members understand the law, helping them to understand, you know, forgiveness and letting go of things. That's really where I've taken it. And I can tell you, every single person that's embracing that is really, really growing – not just in their in themselves, but their business. And so, I mean, I think it's first and foremost, because if somebody doesn't like themselves or doesn't believe in themselves or, you know, has issues, then that's going to roll over into their business. But if somebody is really at peace and loves themselves and knows that they can do it and they have the belief, then that'll turn, I mean, that'll roll over into the business. And, you know, it's everything. I mean, I'll go blue in the face. It's everything. It's more important than anything, in my opinion.
Blue in the face. I love it. I smile because I know, like, I started having retreats right away. And then I realized it was getting together and getting through some of our stuff and releasing the things that don't serve us and making room for the things that do. So I'm thinking of something right now. I want to throw it out and see what you think about it. So I've been doing a lot of these, you know, first exposure calls, and the message is becoming very clear to me. And I say to people, look, you know, Martin Luther King said you don't have to see the whole staircase. You just have to take the first step. And in this case, the first step is ordering the product, having them delivered, and performing the Isagenix test to gain a testimony that it works or a testimony that it doesn't work. That's the first step. And then I've been saying, and the worst case scenario is you decide you want your money back, but the company insists you keep the free meals. So the worst thing that can happen is that you get all your money back and you get a bunch of free meals. So, and now I'm thinking, wow, what you and I are talking about right now, because when you come into the fold, when you get on the team, when you're part of the family in Isagenix on our team, you know, you have a place. And so when we start doing this personal growth, it's so without agenda, because here's what happens. It crosses all lines of contribution. Now, hear this out. It literally blesses people in every area of their life and Isagenix, but being a better, happier woman or man, mother or father, husband or wife, it makes every part of their day better. And that, so let's say that they're just in it for a while and then they go do something else, they will be grateful to you for the rest of your life for the help. And so, like, when I say what's the worst case scenario, so the worst case scenario is I get involved, I get a bunch of free food, and I learn to be a better person and happier. Huh. I don't see the downside.
There is none.
This is real. This is so real, Casey. And you're leading a generation now. I mean, how does it make you feel when you go to, like, Cindy's, or you go to Wendy's, or you go, you know, to Belinda's, or you go to your team members, and you go to their house and you stay, and you see what their life is like a year later? I mean, what happens when you see Cindy Murphy like that?
I have tears right now. You can't put anything on it. You know, I love those women so dearly, and I didn't know any of them before Isagenix. And I just think about the relationships that I've built. You know, you just painted a beautiful, beautiful picture for me, Lenny. I just got back with, you know, staying with each of them, and just the fact of being able to call people up, and almost like everybody wants you to stay with them. It's so awesome and so fun to just have so many people that open their house to you. And just to watch what they're doing and the people that they're serving, and, you know, watching them do events and all the people that are coming in, and, you know, then the new people that they're introducing me to that I just have these immediate connections with. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, we're about to be like BFFs. You know that, right? And they're like, yeah, I feel it. And so it's just the relationships that are built of these people that want to pull themselves up. The sum of the five people. Every single leader talks about the sum of the five people that you hang around. You're the average of it. And it's so beautiful to be surrounded by people all the time that want more out of life. They're in that constant conscious pursuit to live their life to the fullest potential, right? It's just beautiful, man. I love these women so much and these guys, and I wouldn't know them if it wasn't for Isagenix, and they've changed my life in so many levels.
Oh, Casey, it's just words. I just love it. I love talking about this. Everyone on the phone that's listening and everyone that listens to this podcast knows that we're speaking truth. And, you know, when we say that it's a blessing to be a blessing and so many magical things are happening right now, I mean, I just want you and everyone listening to know that because of our past, because of the decisions we've made, we're here right now. And we're at the opening of a doorway of a great awakening. Now, people can call it whatever they want, but everyone that you talk to, that you bump into, realizes that there's some sort of awakening going on, where people are really kind of waking up and they're wanting more and they want to unplug from the matrix. And because we're here, we have a great responsibility. It's like a sacred responsibility because we're early adopters. I want you to really feel the power of that statement. You're here now. Let me just tell you what that means. You might not really get what it means, but just believe me when I say it means that the great majority haven't been woken up to this part of the awakening, which is residual income, which is the new economy, because it unlocks the ability to really live life on purpose to its fullest potential. And because we're early adopters, we stand at the gates of tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands and even millions to come through those gates and be welcomed home into a new way of thinking. We have to just be love and be patient and be kind and, you know, breathe a lot. We have to learn that little trick, man, how to breathe. And we literally are going to welcome these people home and help them get it. Will everyone get it? Not at the same level, but it's okay. But we can always just share goodness and not judge anyone. Oh, my goodness. The moment I judge, I reinfect my heart. The reason, the moment I start to feel anything that's not good, I reinfect. And so, Casey, I just want to honor you and acknowledge you. You know, the time has really come that, you know, you're going to be next in the top 100, someday in the top 50, someday in the top 25. There's no question. I get it. I've already seen it happen. And it's through this, the laws and the personal growth and the mindset and the heart set, you know, and that's what's happening. And I really want to honor you because it's so beautiful to witness. And, you know, I just want to make sure everybody knows it wasn't that long ago that you didn't fully see it yet. Like you hadn't made the connection. What day was that you read that book? It was about a year ago, I'm going to assume. When was that?
Yeah, about a year and a half ago, maybe. Year and a half ago.
Okay, so you were sitting in the basketball court and you read that book a year and a half ago. Because I know you came to the first Bliss in December. That's going to be a year since you came and studied with Dave and I.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so guys, here's the whole point. Casey is like, I don't want to, you know, I mean, when I say a done deal, she stays on the path that she's on. There's nothing that can stop that for her creating a financial future that is worthy of like royalty for her and her husband and her family and all these other families that she's touching that are open to her. And I just want to honor that and honor all of you for waking up to this part of the awakening, you know, this part of, man, get out of debt and get residual income coming into your life and focus on it like a laser, you know, and that is such a beautiful thing. So, Casey, I'm just really want to thank you, you know, for you stepping up and really living these laws and teaching them to your team and watching you do this. And it's just, you're just a complete inspiration for the whole company of Isagenics. I just want you to know that.
Thank you so much, Lenny. And I would not be where I am without you and Dave. It's just, you guys opened me up to a whole new can of worms. And it was the secret for me. It was the, you know, going from the work, or phone calls, events, to, you know, gosh, just all the right calls, all the right events, all the right people. Cause I took every single thing that you guys taught to heart about, you know, personal growth and the laws, and it's what ignited me. It's if I look in my back office, it's the growth curve of my income. It was after the Bliss retreat. So it's true bliss. It's bliss in life. And if you're bliss in life, then your business is bliss.
I remember we joked around and we said, and find it. Well, I'm telling you, we're just so excited for all of you. And I want everybody just to take a moment as we close this call out and take a big, deep breath with me on three. One, two, three, breathe in. Breathe out. One more, we're going to breathe in. Breathe in hope. Hold it. Breathe out excitement. Breathe in something magical. Breathe it in. Breathe out happening right now. Man, taking three deep breaths, guys, during your day is a big deal. I'm going to be teaching more science behind it because I've been learning a lot lately about the science behind it, how it actually physically and physiologically changes us. And I just want you to just really be in that place of knowing that your time is now. You don't have to do anything. You just have to be. You don't have to learn anything else. You just have to love and reach out to people. The number one gift is that ability to have a beautiful conversation with someone and keep it real. Keep it real. Listen, and when appropriate, when you feel it, moved upon by the spirit, or call it your intuition, whatever it is for you that you feel, that aha, that inspiration, when you feel goosebumps, then you extend a loving invitation. The people are searching for you. I can't reach them. Casey cannot reach them. Only you can reach so many people in your circle. So as you get quiet and those names come to you, you're either going to call them and reach out or you're not. My recommendation is that you, if you think the thought, then you get on it. And that speed of implementation from thought to reaching out to actual action gets very short indeed. And I know that it's waiting for you. I just honor you so much. You're ready now. People are waiting for you now. You're a gatekeeper now. You're an early adopter now. Step into it. Embrace it now. Allow it to fill you. And then your purpose becomes more clear. Every day more. So what a great call, guys. Oh, my gosh. I'm speaking at a graduation for Zion School of Massage Therapy tonight. I'm so excited. And we're lighting these Chinese lanterns for all the graduates. And they're going to go up into the sky on this new moon day. Today's a new moon. Yesterday was a very, very powerful day. We could have had a whole call on the solar eclipse that I watched for 2.5 hours and in between calls, and the power as the moon passed over our sun and the new moon started last night. Very, very powerful stuff, guys. It's time now to let go of the reasons why you can't and let go of all the reasons why it's ever been hard. And breathe in all the reasons why you can and all the reasons why you were born to with grace and ease. That's what I'm talking about. You guys, this is poised to be the greatest weekend of your life. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We all get the same amount of time because we'll be back on the call with Dave MacArthur from after a trip in Paris. We're going to have to hear all about Paris, which we're totally excited about, right? And we'll be back on. But in between now and then, we got 3 days of living. You know, that's a lot. That's 72 hours. Oh, man. Let's breathe in some greatness into us and to other people. So thank you for being on, everybody. And let's unmute the lines and do a 1-2-3 Isogenics and really take on this Friday. And just spread joy. Spread love. Let's love more. Something came to me the other day. It's like the title of a book or a chapter at least. It's love yourself unapologetically. I mean, just love yourself. It starts with that love. Then you have it for everyone else and God and the universe and the angels. But got to start with you. That's probably the most important message. Love yourself unapologetically. Just love you. Here we go, guys. Thank you. Okay, we're live. 1, 2, 3.
Hi, Jenny. Bless you, Casey, Lenny, everybody.